This morning, reaction to the announcement that government is considering a proposal to transition the National Insurance Board to a board.
National Insurance is already a statutory board.
That's the reaction. And here's the rationale, as outlined by the chairman of the board, Leslie Haynes QC.
It is the only board of a department of central government, so that it is in a strange position that you have a board sets policy, yet the staff, essentially the National Insurance staff, report directly to the Ministry of Finance.
He adds that the major advantage is that it will give the National Insurance Board greater flexibility to put staff in positions to which they are well suited.
As you know, when there was the retrenchment, earlier in this 2018, the National Insurance lost certain key staff. To replace those, we have to go through the People Resourcing and Compliance Directorate. That takes a little time. As a statutory body, we will be able to place staff in positions quickly. We will be able to take staff in and put them in positions to which they are best suited. And importantly as well, more importantly, we would not lose staff because they have been we've taken years to train them at the National Insurance. Because the National Insurance has certain specific criteria. We do a specific jobs there, and you take your time, you train staff, and next thing you know, they're transferred to another ministry.
Mr. Haynes links the change to the COVID-19 pandemic. But this morning, trade unionist and opposition Senator Caswell Franklin tells us that for a long time now, there has been an attempt to get the NIS staff under the board's control.
They will still have to rely on the Ministry of Civil Service for directions, because that is what is required when you have a statutory board. The Ministry of Civil Service determines the salaries, it determines the amount of persons you have. So nothing will change other than the fact that the politicians will get their hands on the jobs and they will then try to employ their friends.
He believes that the National Insurance Act currently gives the staff of that board a measure of protection and mobility.
If you don't have that sort of mobility, you are stuck at National Insurance in a job that you might not want, but you don't got no choice but to stay there. So what they are doing now are cutting off people's opportunities, right? Because they were told, National Insurance is specifically trained. Yeah, I know they're specifically trained. I was trained at National Insurance. I'm a senator now. I'm a trade unionist and stuff. You don't have to stay there for the rest of your life. You know? So that is complete madness. The only thing that these people are interested in is getting their hands on the jobs.
And Senator Franklin concludes that it won't stop NIS workers from being sent home in tough times.
When the people went home during the restructuring, people all over the public service went home during restructuring. People that statutory boards went home during the restructuring. So it doesn't mean that you're not going to lose staff when the minister says, look, you got to send home 10. So that is not a reason for that. It doesn't make sense.
Senator Caswell Franklin on SAGRICOR's Early Business. SAGRICOR's Early Business can also be heard as a podcast at VOB929.com.